The newly created Transportation Security Administration is taking over the task of running airport security checkpoints. TSA officials have worked for months to design a new standard for checkpoints. They plan to start using it soon at 15 of the nation's busiest airports. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports from the first airport to try it out, Baltimore-Washington International.
The wait is not bad today, though mid-morning is usually a downtime at the airport. The normal mix of men in suits, families, and college students zigzag their way through a ribboned-off line into one of five metal detector lanes. When someone trips a sensor, they're moved off to the side where a screener scans them with a metal detector wand. Runners ferry shoes to an X-ray machine, while other screeners pick through luggage that needs a closer look. Passengers trickle out the other side and head to their gates. And all of this takes about 10 minutes per passenger. Hans Miller is the TSA project manager here at BWI Airport. He says even when the line is glutted, the wait is never too long. They've got it down to a science, Miller says.
There's a whole school of math devoted to modeling how people stand in line or how things stand in line. We actually have a simulation model where we can look at what is the optimum alignment of different line configurations and lane configurations. That's how we arrived at this line design.
Miller says this prototype checkpoint is both more secure and more efficient than any before, even with new security measures in place, like screening shoes separately and dusting laptop computers for traces of chemical explosives. Miller's team started by collecting information about who uses BWI Airport. They found that there tend to be more mail and business travelers. The team then designed the checkpoint to handle those people best. Miller says they usually know what's coming.
Obviously, that's going to vary any given day. You're going to have different traffic flow. Obviously, during spring break, we see a different kind of passenger mix than you might on a Friday afternoon, where you tend to get a lot of business travelers. And that presents some interesting challenges.
There's something else this new government agency wants to do well right from the start. In a private section of the airport, Kurt Krause, a Marriott hotel executive, is lecturing a packed room.
What I'd like to talk to you today is how important this world-class security mixes with world-class service. And we've heard a number of times from President Bush, from Secretary Mineta, that these two pieces aren't separate. They are one in the same.
Security and service. That's customer service. Krause is a special advisor to the TSA. After a career in private sector hotel management and branding, Krause is passionate about making customers happy. Now he's trying to get these 30 or so new airport security officials to understand how important a good image is. Krause tells them any law enforcement official knows the top priority is security.
But I will also tell you that the law enforcement community know that their impression, their image to the community is critical. Having a police state isn't going to work. They know that that image is important. They know
top
that they
officials from many private companies, Intel, Disney, Microsoft, and others, are teaching this new government agency how to create a good brand or corporate image. Krause says it would be bad for the government and the airlines if Americans began associating taking a flight with the current checkpoint security, National Guardsmen in fatigues with loaded guns.
If they see that security state, if you will, that police state, anxiety is going to go up. There's enough anxiety now going to those checkpoints.
TSA officials hope to change that. Soon, when passengers walk into a private airport to board a private airline, they'll pass through a new public agency. The Transportation Safety Administration would like to make that transition seamless and pleasant. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Baltimore-Washington International Airport.